Well, a couple of big events happening next week. On Monday, it is World Environment Day. And on the 8th next week, it is also World Ocean Day. Now, we all need to do, I guess, our little bit for the environment and try and recycle what we can. I kind of get the feeling I'm doing my bit recycling the same old jokes that I've had since the 90s. So that's probably my bit. But for those who may want to do a little bit more, the gang at TerraCycle have got some great initiatives happening. And Gemma from TerraCycle will tell us more. Good morning, Gemma. What have you guys got happening for next week?
So World Environment Day is on Monday, June 5th, and we want people to basically recycle and raise money for nature. So the way that works is that by signing up to our recycling programs and recycling things like oral care waste and beauty products and coffee capsules, our collectors can actually convert the waste that they receive into points, which can then be converted into donations to their chosen charity. So we want people to think about the kinds of charities that are protecting nature and protecting animals and things like that, and start donating money to make a big impact.
I guess as well, if we can sort of have a total shift in that manner as well, would be sort of great overall, because we see the amount of stuff that ends up in our oceans, ends up in the environment, and people are still throwing stuff out of the car window, I've got to say.
Absolutely. It's about changing the mindset around waste and thinking about what you can do to minimise the amount of waste that ends up in the oceans and ends up in landfill by recycling it instead.
Mm. Do you think we are getting the message, Gemma, or do you think that overall it's a slow increase but we could be doing more?
Definitely. I think on the whole we're all getting better, and it's great that TV shows like War on Waste are really highlighting the waste issues that we have. But I think, we can always do better to help minimise our impact on the environment.
Now, with the initiatives that you guys have got going, there is a kind of a charitable component. Can you just walk me through how that's going to work?
Definitely. So by collecting waste for us through our free recycling program, collectors receive 2 cents per piece of waste that they send back to us. And that 2 cents can be donated to their chosen not-for-profit or school. So, that can be something like Clean Up Australia Day or Keep Australia Beautiful, or even their local school. So it's a really great way of giving back to the community who are recycling for us.
Gemma, it sounds like you've got it all together there. Before I let you go and get off and get things organised, how can we get in contact with you if we would like to get involved?
The best way to get involved is by heading to our website, which is terracycle.com.au, terracycle.com.au, and signing up to our free recycling program.
Gemma, it sounds great. You're recycling just about everything these days. I mentioned before I brought you on that I'm still recycling jokes from the 90s. Have you got something you can do with those for me?
Unfortunately not, sorry.
They weren't good then, and they're not that funny now either. Gemma, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's 23 past 11. Yeah, TerraCycle doing a great job. World Environment Day Monday, and on Thursday it is World Oceans Day.